Okay, as Chesky's here, yeah, he gave us a time limit, so because we want to run things more yekish, so it's like can't even control himself. So we'll talk really more primarily about the first pasuk in this week's parasha, which ultimately captures the name of the whole of the not only the parasha, but captures the name of the whole sefer. The whole sefer is called Sefer Shmos. And Shmos lachar is a very external thing. Person's name, this name, that name, it's a name. But this became the basis and the yesod of the whole sefer of Shmos. Let's try to give you a beer on that. It says, "Eilu Shmos bnei Yisrael aboyim mitzrayma, es Yaakov yifishu beis ibo." And then it lists their names: Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Goes through each one, which is really hamshocha to the end of last week's parasha, where Yankov Avinu takes each child, and according to their name, he gives them. You don't have another banner, yeah? According to their name, he gives them a brocha and guides them what they should do with their shroshim. So Rashi comes and he says like this, even though these people were already counted, Eila b'nei Yisrael aboyim Mitzrayim was already counted early in Parshas Vayigash, when they came down to Mitzrayim, still, chozar umona oisam. It went and he counted them again, and Rashi goes out of his way to say, b'misosa, after they're dead. It seems to be strange. Why are you counting them after the Misa? Lodia achibosam. And then Rashi makes an analogy, which is a difficult analogy. Rashi says, it's coming to show you the love that Hashem has for them. Shemim shulu l'kechovim, shemoytzionu machnisam b'misporu b'shmoysam. Very strange. Rashi just finished saying that Klal Yisrael were counted when they were alive, and they were recounted again now to show you their love after they were dead. Okay, whatever that means, however that shows Ava. But then Rashi makes an analogy to the Kechovim, where HaKadosh Baruch only counts them when they're functioning. He counts them every time he takes them out. It means every time the Kechovim are functioning as stars, they get counted. So the Kechovim don't stam get counted or called by their name. But Rashi just finished saying that over here was Fakeret, even after they were dead. And the analogy is that he's machnisam. When he takes them out, he takes them out. Kulam shemes yikra. What's going on? How does this flow? So I'll tell you the poshut way that I think to learn, and this will also clarify to us the whole beginning of the parasha, which talks about the Shmois b'nei Yisrael, and then it goes out of its way to say, Vayomos Yosef, v'chol echo v'chol adorahu, and then it says, Vayoko melechot ha'shal mitzrayim. That's the process. So the Torah starts by calling their names, even though Rashi says that counting their names here is talking about after they're dead, they're not alive anymore. But then the Torah says, Vayomos, which sounds like now they're dead, even though Rashi's telling us that this counting is reflecting them after their death. But that's not the way it's read in the pasuk. It's read that they died after the Eilu Shemois. And then it goes and says, Vayokom elachol shal Mitzrayim, and the whole Shibud Mitzrayim. So how does this, what's the Hamshacha here? So I think we could say like this. Chazal teach us in Medrash Rabbah and Kehillos, and it's found in many other places, there's Ramazim and this in the Yerushalmi as well, is that a person has three names. Gimel Shemus Yesh Lo Adam. Chazal repeat this concept frequently. Echad Hashem Shekor Lo Yov V'Imoy. One is the name that a father and mother give a child when they're born. By a bris, by Shabbos, they give a name. That's one name. And then Echad Shem Shekoin el Atzmai, the name that you give yourself, that you acquire on your own, that's another name. It's name number two. And then, Va'acha shenichteves loy b'sefer. And then there's a third name which is written in the book. Whatever book that means, as Sefer told us, Adam, there's the book, and that's another name. That's very unclear in Chazal what they mean, if these are three different names, if it's one name, if it's an enhancement, each one has a different function. But that's what it says. The Al-Sheikh HaKadosh discusses the Indian of names in several places in his Sefer. Amongst them, he wrote a Pirush in Pirkei Avos. And in his Pirush in Pirkei Avos, he has a kasha on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos talks about the crowns, right? There's a Keser Torah, Keser Kohuna, and Keser Malchus. And then the Mishnah completes itself by saying, the Keser Shem Toiv Oila Al Gabeim. So the Baal Shem asks, the Al-Sheikh asks, first of all, the Mishnah starts off by saying there are three crowns. Gimel Ksarim. Right, Keser Kohuna, Keser and Keser Malchus. There's three crowns. All of a sudden, a fourth crown appears. There was no four crowns, there were three crowns. The Mishnah should start off by Dalad Ksarim. There are four crowns. Teir Kun and Malchus. And Shem Tev doesn't say that. It says there's only three crowns. And then it says the fourth crown, this new crown of Shem Tev, is Oyla Gabeim. So the Al-Sheikh says, number one, why doesn't the Mishnah tell you right at the beginning there are four crowns? Number two, he says, whatever this Keser Shem Tev is, whatever it means, how could it be more important than Keser Torah? Keser Torah is everything. How could the Keser Shem Tev be more important? The Mishnah says it's Oyla Gabeim. It's higher than all the other crowns. How could it be higher than all the other crowns? People love the Shem Tov crown because everybody has their own taich. It's like the fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch. Everybody's in love with the fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch. Because the fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch is your Shulchan Aruch. What do people always say? Fifth Chelik? That's against the fifth Chelik Shulchan Aruch. Which means you have in your mind what you hold the fifth Chelik, whatever your pet peeve is. And whenever somebody goes against that, you say, you know, he's going against the fifth chiluk. Because he's saying, he's going against my Shulchan Aruch. That's the fifth, that's why it's so beloved by all, the fifth chiluk. A lot of times say, the fifth chiluk is more vichtig than the under a fear. I'm sure you've heard that. That's the most important, more important than the ikkar is the fifth chiluk Shulchan Aruch. But the fact is, that's not true. Whatever this fifth chiluk Shulchan Aruch is, I know Rabbi Yankov, that's how he used to say Chas V'Shalom. Fifth chiluk Shulchan Aruch. Da'al Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. When a person says 50 chalukim, chas v'shalom, there's only four chalukim shulchan. But Lamaisa, whatever it is, how could it be more important than the first four? It's more or less what the Al-Sheikh is asking. Whatever this Keser Shem Tov is, which is flimsy, at least when we try to get a handle on it, what it is exactly, but to say that it's Oyla al-Gabeim, it's more important. The Al-Sheikh's answer mirrors you say that we, in the past, we've said, look, I'll be to answer something else. We really got it. We are trying to mirror that. I shouldn't say it the other way around. We spoke about the union of the Mishnah Pirkei Avos when it says, Ezehu. All the Ezehus, Ezehu Asher Asameich Bechalkei. Ezehu Gibakei Vishas Yitzchoy. Ezehu Chochem Aloimi Mikolad. So, the obvious question on the Mishnah is, what do you mean Ezehu Chochem Aloimi Mikolad? You could say it's wise to learn from everybody. That would make sense. If the Mishnah would say, you know, it's chochmedik to learn from people. Shlav ha-chochma, shoresh ha-chochma. But ezehu chochom. Haloi min mikol adam. You could have a person as a genius. They don't learn from anybody. I'm a genius. In fact, very often, it goes with the territory. A genius could have social challenges. And actually has difficulty learning from other people. They have that. Kesedo. They have certain people that were, you know, meshuge. Mamish toit meshuge. That had a velt of marbles. Right? There's a velt of marbles in there. But the ability to be... So to say, Ezo, like it's isolating. Ezo chacham aloi mikom. Ezo gibo. What's a gibo? Shimshon was a gibo. What's a gibo? Gibo is a strong person. Ezo gibo. You could say that being koivish yetzahara is a form of gvura. It's an element of strength. I understand. It's a strength of character. We understand that. But to isolate it and to say, that's it, Ezo, and then we say, Ezo Oshia. The last couple weeks, I have people by me all the time now in the yeshiva. Some of these chevra move in for a week. They're asking me who to go to, and this, I'm thinking of making Chesky in charge. When these people come to say, Chesky, you always ask, Givaldik, I can say, Chesky, he's in charge. The chevra that come from Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you're shaking your head. But there, these people always say, Efshel hati ha-list fun de menschen wo se kedait se zen. How many times have you heard that, Chesky? Efshel hati ha-list, like they think you have some kind of list, of the menschen wo se kedait se zen. Now, if I would give them a list of some chay b'chelkem, they would kill me. They don't want to know who's some b'chelkem. Because they want a gevir. If I would say, listen, that's it. I'm a Mishnah person. He's a Wash of Samech B'chelkei. I go with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, this is Gevir. That's it. But it seems to defy the whole element of what Osher is. He's a Wash. So, and not only that, when you go through Shas, they don't frown on Ashir. The Gemara very often says you have to mechabed in Oshir. Lo yehei lo Oshir, v'nosi ba'amcha lo yisoh. It's not like we're against Ashirim. There's some kind of... So why can't we say an Oshir is an Oshir? The Mishnah says, no, Ezer Oshir is not. So the pshat that I've said in the past to explain the Mishnah was that every characteristic has its strength and then it has its application. And everybody can understand that no matter how much strength you have, if you have an engine that has an output of 10,000 horsepower, but it's not hooked onto that transmission, it's a garnished. It's nothing. You got 10,000 horsepower. The other guy, he can have a Prius. The ganze Prius is a Pellite. I just recently drove one. It's mamish. I get a stickle feeling. What an andregen is this? It's nishtahin, it's a nishtahel. It's mamish. You feel like you don't know what's first. It cuts off, then the engine goes on, it goes off, it goes on, it goes off. It's unbelievable. It's a meshugah. How many Samolika cars, 8 cylinders, mit the ganze kishkes, no koiches. So if you don't have a transmission, all the horsepower in the world is garnish veiled. You need to have a transmission. That's a papayal. And if you have a transmission, you don't have wheels. It's a garnished. So, koiches can only be, have value only as much as those koiches could be seen in a practical way. This is a pshat. That's the pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Posh a pshat. A person's a gevir. Of course it's a mila. The Mishnah doesn't mean to take away and say, a guy with the $100 million, he's not a gevir. I'm not a gevir. But what value does it have to the world? Ezo Oshir. Who's an Oshir that can affect the world? Somebody Samech Bechelkoi. If he's not Samech Bechelkoi, nobody in the world is going to be Nehenna from his Ashiris. See, Ashiris could be, it could be in a bank, it could be in an account. It's not going to do anything for the world. It's not going to be in the Spashit in the world. A gibo is strength. If a guy's a chayro, the gvur is a chsaron. It's a chsaron. What would you want to meet if you had to meet a behemoth in an alley? Would you want to meet a vicious poodle or a vicious wolf? Now, the wolf is a bal koyach. It's a wolf. I mean, it's a. What do you mean? Don't you want him? It's a gavre. Yeah, but all that strength is negative. I'd rather the vicious poodle. I'll deal with the small poodle. Ezehu gibor. Who's a gibor that strength is a value to the world? Hakoyvish is yitzchay. Without a koyvish is yitzchay, the strength is a chsarim. The strength doesn't do anything to the world. Just the opposite. Run away. Run for the hills. It's a behemoth. So there has to be a Kovish as Yitzchak. And chokhmah, without its practicality, without it being mu'urv and mabriyas, the same chesaron, like the Rebbe says in Sanhedrin, the reason why a bezdin needs three, he says, is because even though two could paskin, kohol gemara shnayim shadonu dinayim din, and he says not only that, he says the third guy is not going to make a difference. You have two dais on the bezdin already, that's it, the third guy could say whatever he wants. But the Meiri says that unbalanced chokhmah doesn't get to the truth. See, even though the halach is like the two, but the two let a third guy hear what they have to say. Which means practical chokhmah, its value is only if it's mevusis through other, on other people's chokhmah, in a practical way. Mishnah's not saying IQ. IQ is IQ. You don't need good Mishnah. You don't need the Mishnah to tell you that. But it's its application. It says the Al Shech HaKodesh. Kol Asher Barosiv L'Chvoidiv Yitzartiv Afasisiv. Everything in the world is for Kavod Shemayim. So the Kohen in his Kulnosai and the Talmud Chochem B'Terosai and the Melech B'Malchusai, they all have one common denominator. They have to be Ma'abah Kavod Shemayim in the world. Without them being Ma'abah Kavod Shemayim, their Ksarim are liabilities. Because it just makes it more obvious. A guy's a manuval Talmud Chacham is much worse than a manuval Amoretz. A melech manuval, a Yeravim ben Nevot, did much more damage than if he wouldn't have been Yeravim ben Nevot. He was Yeravim ben Nevot, he was Kada Torah and Malchus. It's a Talmud of Achi Ashiloini. Right? It's much worse. Says the Baal Shem, the Keser Shem Tov is what all these other crowns need to have any kind of value. It's not a separate crown. It's the energy of all the other crowns. A Keser Kohuna needs to have a Keser Shem Tov on top of it. A Keser Malchus needs a Keser Shem Tov on top of it. A Keser Torah needs a Keser Shem Tov on top of it. Without it, it has no value. That's the aside. The Shem Tov is the effect of all of these milas. And that's really that's the guide, that's what it's all about. The shame that a parent gives a child, that, as the Rishonim explained, that's the tchuna, the quality, it reflects the qualities of the child, potential qualities of the child. In fact, the Ramban says that parents have Ruach HaKodesh when they give a name. That there's Mamish Ruach HaKodesh. That the name somehow is symbolic of the koiches that the child has. So that name is connected to who the child is. But that is yet, that's very raw. That doesn't reflect anything of meaning. The next shame is the shame shekona la'atzmai. It's not a conflict with the name that was given to you. It's that name that was given to you can only be as valuable as the shame shekona la'atzmai. The name that you yourself developed. And that name, we go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was nifter, and he was crying, and the Gemara Brocha says that his Talmidim told him, "What are you crying?" And he starts telling them, "You know, Eloi Melichim Oisi Lufnei Melech Basav Adam, I would be crying now in front of Melech Machem Melech Makadosh Baruch Hu. I shouldn't cry. I would cry if I go to judgment to a king, Bar Shalom himself." And then he goes on and he says, "For lo od El Shnei Drochem Lafonai." Echad l'gan Eden v'echad l'gehenim. V'eini yedeh echad melichim oisi. So B'chaim V'alozhin asks, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai doesn't know where he's going. To Gan Eden or Gehenim, what should we say? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai tells us, Talmidim, but he says there's also redundancy. First he says, I'm going to Melech Malchay, I'm walking for judgment. And then he says, V'loi oid, elo shnei drachem lefonai. So Chaim Alojna says a haflati gevot. He says, it says on Rosh Hashanah, Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. He says, what does it mean the Sifrei Meisim are opened? The Sifrei Meisim are dead. They were judged already. They open up their books on Rosh Hashanah. He says, a great idea. He says, when a person lives on this world, he's judged by what he did in his lifetime, and he's judged by what his actions create after he leaves the world. Positive or negative. And Memela, the Sifrei Meis, based on the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim are opened up again. And there's a correlation from what the Mace. A Mace was a tremendous Baal Chesed, a Baal Stoker. And then that Rosh Hashanah, his son is being judged. And his son is a tremendous Baal Stoker. The father's book now gets extra credit. The Mace gets extra credit. And the same thing, Chas V'Sholem, the other way. Says Reb Chaim V'Lozhiner, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai told his Talmidim, there's two things here. One is the tremendous awe that I have for the Day of Judgment. And I'm going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But v'lo yoid, even if I win the case, shnei drochim lefonai, there are two roads that are yet in front of me, I don't even know what's going to be with them. Echos l'gan Eden v'echos l'gehenim. Meilichin is as you keep on going. It's still happening. And that's the shame shekosuv b'sefer. The name which gets engraved in a book, which the children learn that sefer, and the grandchildren learn that sefer. So the name is an ongoing thing which impacts yourself, and the impact you made directly in your lifetime, and the name of the future. Future name. Klal Yisrael, so long that we stuck with the others, the Sheba didn't start, like Rashi said in last week's parasha. The Sheba only had to begin when Yaakov Avinu died, and the Shevatim. But why is that? Because the door, so long that we were connected to that door, we didn't need it. Rabbi Yankov always used to say, Golos means you're not home. That's the punish. That's what Golos is. Now, if you feel you're in Golos, that's good. That's good. If you don't feel you're in Golos, then Hashem has to remind you that you're in Golos. The reminders are much louder. That's what the Zechenes are. Yankov Avinu was so connected to Eretz Yisrael, everything. He was a Yid in Golos. So when he was in, we didn't need a Shibud. And then Yaakov Avinu left over sons. They also felt in Golos. There was no need for the Golos yet. There was no need for the Shibud of Golos. Because we were in Golos. We felt the Golos. Eila Shemois, these names of the Bnei Yisrael, they continued on the ways of Yaakov Avinu. Habor Mitzrayim, they felt that they're coming to Mitzrayim. They felt that they're in Golos. There was no need for Golos to begin. Because we still had that name of Yaakov Avinu. And we went in that way. Vayomos, Yosef, Ve'echa, V'chol Adarahu, when that whole ideology died, and we were no longer connected to their names, then Vayokom Elachodesh Al Mitzrayim Hashaliyad Es Yosef. And that's Pshat and Rashi, that when Hashem counts the name after they're dead, it's the ongoing impact that that name is making. And that's why he compares it to the Kechovim. That are still working, are still shining. Hashem calls the Kerechovim by their names when they're lighting up the world. What's Rashi's analogy to the Shemus of the Tzaddikim? It's the same thing. The reason why Hashem is counting the Tzaddikim Acham Misosam is this idea, the light that comes from their name, La'acham Misosam. They're still going. It's still illuminating. And that's what I think is Merumaz over here.
To what Abraham when he said Hashem told him we'd be like the sand, I mean the grains of the sand, which was Achdus, and now he's referring to us as the stars, which are independent. So it says that if we're independent, everybody wants to go their own way. And when he referred to us as the
so Baal Shem says that.
Right.
How are you? It's great to see you. Enjoying the community is getting tremendous from Avrami. You know that.
Yes.
From the Daf Yomi and from the She Gives Shirim for Women. Okay. So talking about going in the names, he's going in the way of his father. Baruch Hashem. Shev Nachas. It has to be quick only because I have to give the Daf now.
How come we don't get a taxi?
It's not there. It's not there. Then we don't have.